Now, boys and girls, we've been speaking about that man Joseph, you remember, and how so many ill things, bad things have happened to Joseph, and still at the same time, God was going to bring good out of those things, and God indeed was going to show himself to be the God of all providence. Now, you remember that big word again, providence, and it simply means that God works out everything according to his own will and according to his own purpose. When you read the Bible and when you read about Joseph, you see that it's that truth of the Bible that's very much before us. So you remember how then Joseph had been cast into that pit by his brothers, how he had been taken away down into the land of Egypt and sold as a slave, how he had been cast into prison. And then those two men that were in prison with him, the butler and the baker, how he told them the meaning of their dreams and how the meanings of both of those dreams in fact came true. Joseph asked the butler to remember him before Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh that he was in prison for nothing that he had done. But of course, the butler, like us all, he just simply forgot about Joseph, and Joseph was still left in prison until, you remember, one day Pharaoh dreamed a dream. And what Pharaoh's wise men couldn't tell the meaning of the dream, the butler remembered about Joseph in prison, and so the butler told Pharaoh about Joseph, and Joseph was brought before him. Now, when Joseph was brought before Pharaoh, he asked Pharaoh, of course, to tell him what the dreams were, and he would tell him the meaning of the dreams. And these were the two dreams that Pharaoh had. He said, when I dreamt, I was by the banks of the river Nile, he says. That is, in his dreams, he dreamed that he was by the banks of the river Nile. And he says, seven great big fat cows come up out of the river Nile. And they went into the meadow, and they ate up all the food, and they were great big healthy cows, he said. But then, he says, up out of the river Nile, there came seven very thin cows, and they ate up the seven fat cows. I woke up, he says. I was frightened. Then I fell asleep, and I dreamed again. And this time I dreamed about seven good ears of corn, seven good stalks of corn. And he said they were very full and they were very ripe. And then there came seven very thin ears of corn, and they ate up the seven fat ones. And he said, I woke up, I told the wise men my dreams, but they haven't been able to tell me what those dreams mean. Well, said Joseph, if God helps me, I'll tell you what those dreams mean. You see what Joseph was doing, boys and girls? Joseph was telling Pharaoh, in fact, that any wisdom that he might have wasn't going to be from himself, but it was going to be something that God would give him. Joseph always wanted to give God all the glory. And so he said, if God tells me the meaning of your dream, then I'll tell you what those dreams mean indeed. So God did tell Joseph, and this is what Joseph told Pharaoh. He says, the seven good cows and the seven good ears of corn, he said, they are 7 good years. And for 7 years in the land of Egypt, there's going to be plenty. There's going to be great harvest, and there's going to be plenty of food and plenty of everything. Then he says, after that, there are going to be 7 very bad years, when there's going to be a famine in all the land, and there's not going to be any food at all grown in all the land. So Joseph said to Pharaoh, here's what I advise you to do, Pharaoh. Appoint somebody to gather in all the food during those 7 years, and only use what food is needed for those 7 years, so that when the 7 bad years come, there will be a whole lot of food left up in store, and that food then can be used during the 7 bad years. Pharaoh said, that's a very wise thing. So he said to Joseph, I will appoint you to be the one to oversee all this, to do all of this work. So you see, boys and girls, that's how God now was going to promote Joseph. And that's how God was going to bring Joseph to that great position in the land of Egypt, where he would work out his will and his purpose, his providence, you remember, for the good of all his people. Well, those 7 bad years came, and there was a famine, not only in Egypt, but in the land of Canaan as well, where Jacob and the other brothers of Joseph lived, and they began to feel the pangs of hunger. And Jacob one day said to them, he said, I have heard that there is corn in Egypt, lots of corn in Egypt. So he says, why are you standing there? Get up, he says, and go to Egypt and buy corn for us. Off they went to Egypt to buy the corn, and of course they had to come before Joseph. They didn't know who Joseph was because it had been many, many years since Joseph had been thrown into the pit when he was just a young boy. And you know how young boys change after some years. May you meet some young boys, you say, I never knew you because they've changed so much. Well, Joseph had changed so much, but the brothers hadn't really changed all that much. And Joseph knew them. Here's what Joseph did, boys and girls. The Bible tells us that he disguised his voice. And he spoke very gruff to them. He didn't want them to discover who he was. And so he filled up their sacks with the corn. But you see, he didn't want to lose contact with them again. So what he did was this. He said, I really think your spies come to spy out the land of Egypt. And here's what you must do, he says. You must remain in the land of Egypt. And you must bring your youngest brother to me. That was Benjamin. And oh, they were very frightened. And he said, well, I'll keep one of you. The rest of you go away and bring your brother back. And back they came. But you know, when they got back home to the land of Canaan, they opened up their sacks of corn and the money was inside. And my, they were very frightened. What's this man in Egypt doing, they said. He's given us our money back as well as giving us these sacks of corn. But back they went again, and again Joseph really wanted to have them and show them who he was. And so this time when they went away, he hid a golden cup in one of their sacks. And then he sent out some of his soldiers to open up the sacks, and he says, ah, one of you men have stolen Joseph's golden cup. And you see what he was doing, boys and girls? He was really working in their hearts. He was really showing them that they had done wrong all those years before. And then when they come back, they're pleading that they didn't really steal the cup and they were sorry for anything that they had ever done. And the Bible tells us, boys and girls, that Joseph just couldn't hold himself any longer. And he opened out his arms and he said, I'm your brother, Joseph. And the Bible tells us that he embraced them, he hugged them all, and he told them that he was their brother indeed. And he said a very strange thing. He said, now when you did that those many years ago, threw me into the pit and sold me to those travelers, he said, you meant it for me for bad, but God meant it for good. And you see what Joseph meant. When that famine would have come, as it would have come, all Canaan, where all those brothers lived, and Egypt as well, so many people would have starved to death. But God was going to preserve the family of Jacob, because always remember, out of the family of Jacob, our Lord Jesus Christ was going to be born. And so God was going to preserve that family over hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years until Jesus would come, born out of that family, born of God, of course, by the Holy Spirit of God, but born out of that family. And so God was preserving that family, even in that bad thing that those brothers had done to Joseph. You meant it to me for evil, for bad. But God meant it for good. And that's what's meant by God's providence. That even though sometimes there are things that don't seem to be good or for our good, God can still bring good out of those things and bless us. And isn't it a lovely picture of Jesus? Because you remember we said Joseph helps us to understand something of our Lord Jesus Christ. Those men had sinned against their brother Joseph, but Joseph opens out his arms and he forgives them. And the Bible tells us, boys and girls, that we've all sinned against God, each and every one of us, but our Lord Jesus Christ, says the Bible, he receives sinners. He accepts sinners. And when we come to our Lord Jesus Christ, confessing our sins, depending on him, then he does indeed receive us. So remember Joseph. And next time we'll see how Joseph, they all come back to Joseph in Egypt. And then, of course, Joseph finally dies and things move on again. And that will be the end of the book of Genesis when we come to that point.